Well, today, June 29th, is a great solemnity for us here in the Catholic Church, the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul, the pillars of the early church, the princes of the apostles. Let's take a look at the life of Saint Peter just for a few moments first, and then I'll mention about Saint Paul. We know Saint Peter is mentioned 195 times in the New Testament. He's mentioned more than all the other apostles put together because he was the leader of the apostles. He was the one that Jesus chose to be the first pope and to build his church upon. We read in today's gospel the most important words in the New Testament regarding Saint Peter, Simon, son of John. I say to you, you are Peter. So Jesus gave him a new name, Rock. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus didn't say churches. Today there's, 35,000 different denominations in America alone. Jesus said, I will build my church. Singular. Catholic Church is the bride of Christ, established by Christ 2,000 years ago. It is one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. We can trace ourselves back to the apostles. Peter was the first pope. His name was changed from Simon, which means a reed, which can sway in the wind, to rock, the foundation upon which Christ would build his church. So he says, you are Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the church can never fall into doctrinal error. Yes, it has the saints and sinners within the church, the good and the bad, but the Holy Spirit will always be with the church until the end of time. The gates of hell can never destroy the church. It can persecute it. It can try to wipe it out in different countries, but the church will last until the end of time. The gates of hell will never prevail against the church. And Jesus says, I give you singular, Peter, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What an incredible gift that was, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The keys represent authority. If you give somebody the keys to your house, the keys to your car, you're giving them authority to drive your car or to go into your house. Jesus gave Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what great authority does he give Saint Peter? Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. So here was this sort of ordinary, lovable fisherman that the Lord chose to become the first pope, the leader of the apostles. And Peter was always filled with energy and filled with great love for Christ, but he was always saying the wrong things. He was always very impetuous and very much acted before he thought. And yet the Lord loved him. Even after he denied Christ three times, Jesus reinstated him and said three times, Simon, do you love me? Do you love me more than these? He gave St. Peter a threefold opportunity to make up for his threefold denial. So St. Peter would be considered the patron saint of repentance, of conversion, because he tried to follow Christ, but in his weakness he denied him. Out of fear, he denied Christ, but Jesus forgave him. So he's really the patron saint of going to confession, the patron saint of converting, of being sorry and starting over. And here he was, this weak fisherman that the Lord chose, but then after Pentecost, St. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and became one of the greatest preachers and evangelizers. And on his first day of work, 3,000 people were converted to the faith at the sermon he gave on Pentecost. And then Peter would be faithful until his death in the year 64 AD when he would be crucified. And as you know, he felt unworthy to be crucified in the same way as his Lord and Savior, and so they turned his cross upside down. That's why you always see St. Peter with the symbol of the upside-down cross. And then just to mention a little bit about St. Paul, he was born in Tarsus about the year 8 AD. He was a tent maker by trade. St. Peter was a fisherman. Paul was the tent maker. St. Paul studied at the feet of Gamaliel, became a Pharisee, became a very zealous member of the Jewish faith, and he had a passionate hatred of Christianity because he thought it was a heresy. He thought it was something so much against God. And so he set out to persecute the early church. But then he was there at the stoning of St. Stephen. St. Stephen prayed for Saul of Tarsus. He prayed for his conversion. And then on the road to Damascus, when Saul was about to go to Damascus to arrest men and women and throw them into prison for following this new way of Christianity, Jesus appeared to him and blinded him, and he was converted. And then he went to Ananias and was baptized, became a Christian, became one of the greatest missionaries the world has ever known. For the next 30 years, he would travel all over the known world and spread the faith and evangelize. Through this incredible grace of God, St. Paul was the patron saint of conversions as well. Unmerited grace that he received, the gift of God, God's amazing grace that transformed a wretch like him into a great saint. And he would write 1/3 of the New Testament. He would write 14 letters. He would be killed by being beheaded in the year 67 AD. And yet his words live on through his writings of the New Testament. So he became the greatest evangelizer. Somebody said that if he was alive today, he would have his own program on EWTN because he was such a great evangelizer. He would use the media. He would have his own Catholic website. He'd be traveling the world evangelizing. So he was such a great apostle. So we honor today the princes of the apostles, the two of the greatest saints in history. Came from different backgrounds, different personalities, different temperaments, and yet the Lord used them to establish his church upon these apostles.